The wheeling and dealing will be getting underway in earnest today in Dublin as the Republic of Ireland's political leaders try to find allies to form a government. There is uncertainty about the type of government that will actually be formed. It seems a wide alliance of parties will actually be needed to form the next administration. It could take weeks to get it all together. Let's speak to our political editor, Ken Reid. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's turned out to be a bit of a quagmire, this one, Ken.
Well, it reminds me of what Bill Clinton said after the recent American presidential election. The people have spoken, but we just haven't quite worked out what they've said. We're really going to an emergency government in Dublin because I think it's almost impossible for a government to be cobbled together by March the 10th when the Dáil reconvenes, and that stage, then Enda Kenny would continue almost as an emergency Taoiseach until some sort of deal is worked out.
Is there a possibility of himself and Micheál Martin coming to some arrangement?
Well, I think there are three options. There is the possibility of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil coming in to a coalition. I think that's unlikely because certainly talking to people, senior people in Fianna Fáil, they don't appear to be interested in that. The second option would be a second election, and I don't detect any appetite for that either. The third would be a minority government, perhaps led by Fine Gael, but with an arrangement with Fianna Fáil on certain issues. That is a possibility, but I would have to say the chances of that surviving a full Dáil term would be slim. Indeed, if it made a year, 18 months, I think it would be doing well. We really are in very strange times in Dublin.
And will we have practically everyone talking to everyone else in the hope of establishing power for themselves?
Yeah, I think the first thing is to see who's going to get support on March the 10th. But as always, a lot of talking in the corridors. And the other factor in all of this is a number of the leaders are going to be under pressure, including Enda Kenny, because when you analyse everything, Fine Gael had a terrible election. Labour, of course, were virtually wiped out. The six seats, possibly one more, which at least would give them speaking rights in the Dáil. But Joan Burton's not going to survive as Labour leader, I wouldn't imagine. And I think now the questions will emerge over Enda Kenny's leadership of Fine Gael. Whether the time is appropriate for a change or not, that's another matter. I think it's also worth pointing out that a number of the parties did well. The real story of the election is the re-emergence of Fianna Fáil and the fact that Sinn Féin did well. Sinn Féin's representation is up to 22 seats, possibly 23 by the end of the day. But in all of this, you're into new territory, and how you cobble together a government really has a lot of people baffled.
For some people may not realise, Sinn Féin started with 14, didn't they?
Yeah, Sinn Féin, if you go back to 2007, Sinn Féin had only four TDs. And then 2011, that went up to 14. The party did reasonably well in the presidential election where Martin McGuinness was a candidate. But this time, 22-23, perhaps some thought they would actually achieve more than that because, say, about a year ago in the opinion polls, they were riding quite high, mid-20s. But I think in recent weeks, as we approached the election, we saw that Sinn Féin's percentage was coming into line. It's going to be about 14%, which is still, I think, a fairly good result.
Can you see any situation where Sinn Féin could have some ministers in government?
No, I don't. I think one of the things that might occupy the minds of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil is the fact that if they did go into coalition, then Sinn Féin would be the main opposition party. And in many ways, that's a scenario that I don't think that either could warrant, which is why at this stage I would rule out a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael coalition. Although I would put in the health warning in that because we are in such a strange situation, I suppose it's not impossible.
Yeah, nothing's impossible when you saw it unfold over the last few days, and still some counting to be done today. Ken, thanks for your time. Ken Reid, our political editor.